Our gospel lesson this morning is taken from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. It's the story of Jesus calling the first disciples. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down, taught the crowds from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked all night long, but we've caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I'll let down the nets." When they'd done this, they caught so many fish, their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they'd taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel message for this day.
Have you ever wondered why Jesus invited those first few fishermen to come and follow him? If you'd been Jesus, whom would you have called? I think I might have approached people in the media. Yeah, Oprah, Jay-Z, famous people like Wayne Gretzky or Shania Twain, political people like Stephen Lewis or Elizabeth May. Maybe even religious people like Mother Teresa or Desmond Tutu. But Jesus chose those common people, the people who really knew what it was like for the most oppressed and the poorest in their country. Oppressed by the church, oppressed by the state, they were. Illiterates. Can you imagine? Oh, but then again, Jesus was probably illiterate too. Okay. Scholars today believe that perhaps those first few disciples were actually either people who'd been in the crowds before, so they'd been following this Jesus and his message and watching people gather and pondering what he was talking about, what his message was. Some of them would even say that they believe that the fishermen would have been Jesus' cousins. So people who'd known him very, very well their whole lives and his whole life, and who were willing at that time, after that interchange and that experience, to drop everything and follow Jesus. And now, do you know what we call those folks? We call them saints. It's All Saints Sunday, and I had to try and figure out how we were going to tie those two passages together. So what is All Saints Day all about? Well, It's a time of remembering those who've gone on before us, those who nurtured us in Jesus' values of love and peace, kindness, justice making. Those who founded this congregation. I know some of the founding members are still here, but there are others who have moved away or have died over the years. And we remember or try to consider what it must have been like to birth a congregation in this part of the city. And what about all those people who took Jesus' message from shore to shore to shore? We remember them. Hands up if you're thankful for the saints who have helped you to become who you are today. Jesus called those smelly, dirty, illiterate saints over 2,000 years ago. At first, we heard that Simon resisted the call. It's a pretty typical response to God's call in the Bible. The Old Testament, Moses, no way, Lord, not me, I can't do that. I can't even speak. And Isaiah, whoa, Jeremiah, no thank you, don't want to be a prophet. Those aren't good times. But then Simon and the others realized that Jesus wasn't joking. They recognized that he was calling them and that he trusted them to carry his message for the sake of all who would follow as saints. And that's why they responded, I believe. And I believe that's also why they're referred to as saints. So I'll ask you a question this morning. Are you sitting near a saint? Look around. Wouldn't want to be wrong on that one. Okay. Here's the second question. Are you a saint? We might look like pretty unlikely characters for God to choose and use. Oh, or maybe I better just speak for myself. If you're just a bit familiar with the Bible story, you probably know that that too is pretty typical for God. And so maybe on this All Saints Day, it's a good time to remember just how much God loves us. This is why we can face the loss of our loved ones we remember on this day, because we know that God has loved and still loves them, each of them, and has brought them over from this life to the next, which as Christians we believe is a new and abundant life with God and with all the saints triumphant. And this is why we can go out into the world this week and face the challenges set before us, because we know that God accompanies us into this week and this world and this promise to use us to accomplish God's will of changing this world to become more and more a home of love and light and peace for all. Not just for the other Christians, for all. Everyone in this wide world is loved by God. So this morning we're celebrating communion. And for me, the message of this scripture passage and the meaning of taking communion is similar, because they remind me that you, each of us, you are a child of God, beloved, blessed, cherished, one of a kind, and God is doing great things through you. and that's the truth. So don't you forget it. Today, Jesus calls us to come and follow him. Like Simon and the others, may we hear that call and respond.